song from the
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts and souls with a word from the Lord. And you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord this evening. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man avail as much. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca, praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. That concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Oh, God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. What a wonderful day it was. A wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes, it was.
Don't tell me it was raining and snowing. It was a good day, right?
We went up to 60-something degrees. It was so hot out there, people started taking off their coats.
Yeah, I'm wondering why. It seemed like all over the place, everywhere, was really warm today.
Yes. But don't worry.
You got to wonder what's coming behind all this good weather.
Some rain mixed with some ice and all of that good stuff.
But for now, it was a beautiful day, and we thank God
for allowing us
to be a part of this day. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. And we are grateful. We are so forever grateful. We have an awesome, awesome word tonight. I thank God for this word. My little nephew was trying to text me in between. He's on, Uncle, what's Uncle's address? I said, why are you getting married?
He said, oh, no.
I said, well, okay then. He said, no, I'm just graduating from college. I said, oh, shut your mouth.
That's beautiful.
So, you know, just to hear young people doing positive things is always wonderful. You know, so we bless God for him and his little ventures. He's on the Johnson side, so we thank God. And I know they're going to spoil him, especially his grandmother, because she's still alive to see him graduating.
Amen.
So I know it feels good. It feels good for her to be able to see him. Here we go. We're going to get into this word. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this evening, oh God. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you're doing, oh God, and thank you for what you're about to do. We lift you up high above the earth, oh God. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And now more than ever, we need you to start drawing in. Some are falling down by the wayside. Some are just losing sight. It's just so much going on, God. We need you to start drawing. That's why we're lifting you up, oh God. On a daily basis, we lift you up that you may draw these lost souls in and draw us in, the ones that are slipping and don't know we're slipping. And we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. We pray that your word will be a huge blessing to all under the sound of my voice. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My goodness, bless the Lord. Oh, I don't hear no dog. I don't hear no baby. Oh, my God, you must be all alone.
No.
What is going on?
I bought him a new toy. So
He's okay over there
in the corner.
You had to tease him. You had to give him some so he'd stay quiet. But you know what? Dogs, they got the same kind of senses as humans, so we got to pray for him.
Because
after a while, he'll be sitting there playing with that toy, and then he'll look back at you and go, Why she got me a toy? You know, saying that in dog language. Roo, 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 roo. And then he goes, aha, he's trying to keep me away.
Oh,
and they're so
goodness.
Funny because they act just like children, Because what he'll do is he'll throw his toy in the corner, come mess with you, get all kinds of trouble started, and then when you off the line, then he'll go back and play with his toy.
Exactly.
Yeah, they act just like little babies.
Yes.
They act just like little babies.
You
well, we're going to get in this word while he is all quiet.
Amen.
And saying, we thank God for all of you that have joined in tonight, whether you be on the internet, on your telephones, on however you may be under the sound of my voice. We don't take it lightly. We thank God for all of your support, for continuing to listen in and give ear to hear what thus says the Lord on Block Talk Radio. Pray one for another, because that, after all, that is what it's all about.
Amen.
Thank God for the fivefold leaders. Thank God for the visionary, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the host, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God she's also the assistant pastor of I don't know how many ministries. She's just all over the place. But we bless God that she allows him to use her, and she does it willingly and cheerfully. So we pray her continued strength as she is spread across the vineyard hut to do whatever God would have her to do.
Yes,
bless God for her. We thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. We love her, absolutely love her, adore her.
Yes.
Sister Barbara, thank God for all of these women of God. You have no idea the giftings that all of them bring to the table. Sister
Amen.
Barbara has her poetry. Mother has so many things. She has words of wisdom. She has she keeps us in line. And then she's an intercessor. How good is that? Come on now.
Amen.
So we thank God for the fivefold and every ounce of their gifting. God for Pastor Stephen Dubose. Thank God
Amen.
For all of the fivefold leaders.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need one another.
Yes,
we do. Because,
Amen.
You know, and I love the analogy that they use, just like a hand. The thumb, the other four fingers are no good without the thumb. The pinky, whichever finger is gone, you know that finger is missing.
Yes.
Because the others have to pick up the slack, and it's not that easy to do. So
That's
we thank
right.
God for all the leaders God has put in place to make sure we can go forth with a spirit of excellence.
Yes.
Here we go. We're going to hit it and quit it. We are we're coming from the Gospel of Luke.
Okay.
All the way in the middle of your Bible, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 11 through 13.
Short and sweet.
Yes, Lord. Short and sweet. Thank you, God. Woo! Last time I was on Zoom, I had so many scriptures. I said, oh, my goodness.
But
luckily, the Holy Ghost was not busy, so he was able to help me stay on track. Thank
Amen.
God for the Holy Ghost. For the
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Just never want you truth to hear me say it. We just thank God that he's able to lead and guide and direct us in the way God wants his word to come forth. After all, who knows him better than the Holy Ghost, right?
Amen.
Yeah, all we got to do is follow his lead.
That's
we'll
right.
be all right. Okay, Luke chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And when they had brought their boats ashore, they left everything and followed him. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell face down and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched, oh my goodness, glory to God. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, and he said, I am willing.
Yes.
Be clean. And immediately, the leprosy left him. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness. The title of this message, ooh, I love it. Let me touch you.
Wow. Amen.
Let me touch you. You see what happened here? We see that, and I love how God just does things. we see that in the Old Testament, back in the old days, if you had leprosy, you had to go around saying unclean, unclean, so that people could hear you from a distance and know that they could not come but so close to you because you had leprosy. And you were considered unclean, defiled. You could not enter into the place. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. This, y'all better hear this. You could not enter into the place of worship because of your leprosy. So you had to scream out, unclean, unclean. Can you imagine? Oh, you know what? I said, Lord, of all the things you changed, maybe you should have left that one. Because just imagine everybody that was in sin. The Holy Ghost said, you might want to rethink that. Because the whole world would be going unclean. So I guess that wouldn't be a good thing if we had to scream out unclean. But so back then in the Old Testament, you had to scream out and let everyone know that you were considered one of the ones that was unclean and could not enter into the temple, into the place of worship. Oh, my goodness. Aren't you glad God is, he is who he is because he took care of that. That no longer is the case. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, let me back up. You do realize that having leprosy back then was the same, it carried the same negative weight as sin does today.
Yes.
Right? We just don't run around screaming unclean, unclean.
Right.
Because most of the time when a person, when they had leprosy and they was unclean, can you imagine everybody going into the temple, want to love on the Lord, and you are not able to go in because you're unclean.
That's
so
it.
Just imagine now that it's the same thing as a person that has sin on them. Watch this. The only difference is God is not preventing them. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. God is not preventing them from coming into his presence. They are.
They are.
The difference is when you have leprosy back then, you could not come into his presence. You could not enter the temple. You could not worship. Ceremonial, you could not go to any of those services. But the difference today with sin is still as being unclean, right? But the difference is the choice is yours. The enemy is the one trying to make you feel you can't enter into worship because you have sin on you. The devil is a liar.
That's
if you want to go into God's presence, you can go into God's presence. After all, that is the reason he sent his son. So that he could pay that price for us so we could enter in. There is no more separation.
That's right. Come on.
See, people got to understand because I know I've been there. So I know people are there. You may get to the place where you feel like the sin, whatever you've done, had you so weighed down. Well, you know what's weighing you down? The sin ain't weighing you down. It's the guilt. It's the shame.
Yeah.
That's what's weighing you down, okay? Because you done did the sin, done enjoyed yourself, went on lots of business, and now the guilt and the shame is weighing you down.
Uh-huh.
And because it's weighing you down, you feel just like that person with leprosy. You feel unclean. You don't want to come into God's presence and worship him. It's not because you cannot. I just told you the devil is a lie. You can still come into God's presence. But because of that guilt and that shame, you won't enter in. Because you think your sin is so bad that you can't come to get into God's presence. Well, you're saying to God, well, I don't know why you sent your son to die on the cross because he ain't no savior. I get into sin and I can't worship either. I just told you the devil is a liar.
Yes, he
is. Because even though you get into sin, my goodness, glory to God, all you got to do is remember who paid the price to get you out of it.
Come on now. Absolutely.
Stop letting Satan duke you out. Because that's what he's doing. He's duking you out. He's making you feel that whatever you did is so bad that you cannot worship your God. It's so bad you cannot come to church. It's so bad you can't get on your knees and pray. It is so bad that your God has left you. And you know the devil is a liar.
Absolutely.
Your God told you, I will never ever leave you. I will be with you from now until the ends of the earth.
Ends of the earth.
You know
earth.
What that means?
Yes.
Kathy, when you're good, I'm with you. Kathy, when you're bad, I'm with you. Kathy, when you're lying, I'm with you.
I'm
Kathy,
with you.
When you're stealing, I'm with you. Kathy, when you doing something you ain't got nobody to go, I'm still with you. Guess what? I may not like what you're doing.
That's right.
But I'm still with you.
Amen.
The only thing that's going to separate us, not the sin, because you have the ability, oh my goodness, glory to God, you have the ability to come clean, repent, turn away from that thing, right?
What's
separating us is the fact that you won't let go of the sin.
There you go.
Yeah, you're still holding on to it. But if you was to give it up, can walk into my presence just like everybody else. In fact, you can walk into my presence before you let it go, because look what the leprosy did. Look what the guy with the leprosy did. My goodness, this ought to be good news to everybody. Watch this. Watch what was happening. It says, when they brought their boats ashore, they left everything and followed him. You know what that means? These guys were fishermen. Right?
Yes.
Even them, they were fishermen, right?
Uh-huh.
So that means as soon as they finish working, they put all their working tools aside, they fishing poles and everything, and they followed Christ.
Yes, they did.
Most of the time when we finish working, we head home to get into bed and watch TV or get our favorite food or whatever's going to calm us down for the evening. We ain't thinking about following no Christ. When we get off work. Now, think about it. They were, Peter and them was out there quite some time. And when they got to shore, guess what they did? Threw those fishing rods down and got to following Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now. You know why? They had a heart of commitment.
Yes. Yes.
They had a heart of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want to follow God. Sometime, maybe today, maybe next week, follow Christ with our lifestyle, everything we do on our daily basis, show somebody else, if no one else but God, it shows him whether or not you're following him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Jesus ain't got to be there for you to step behind him for him to know that you're following him. The Father is watching you, and he knows whether or not you're following him.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes,
my goodness, glory to God.
Praise him, praise him.
And so Peter now put all their stuff down, and they followed him.
Yes, they
did. I said, wow, look at this. These guys was out there fishing. They were doing, and guess what? That was their jobs, because they was fishing before Jesus came on the scene. They was out there. He said, throw them back out. He said, we've been out here all night. Ain't nothing. Do it again. Okay. So we know they was out there for quite some time. They put it down and they still follow Jesus.
Yes,
they didn't go out there, let us get some rest. Mm-hmm. Let's get something to eat. Where's the middle of the rough age? And then we can follow you. They just followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they followed him, Jesus went into a town. Now watch this. The man was covered with leprosy. He was supposed to be out there screaming, unclean, unclean.
Yeah.
Like if he had leprosy. Or better yet, even if he didn't scream it, he wasn't supposed to get that close to the Savior.
All right.
Now, even if he didn't know the fullness of him being a Savior, he knew he was somebody special, somebody performing miracles and everything. And guess what he did?
He
ran up on him and fell down at his feet. My goodness, glory to God, this ought to be good news. Guess what? It says that when Jesus came by, the man ran up and fell down by his feet. Don't tell me that's not possible today. It is possible. If you are having service in your church, mm-hmm. I don't know, some people still online. If you are having service in your church, it is possible for you to fall at his feet. You know how I know? Because I have been in those services where the anointing was so high, I ran down to the altar and called myself falling at his feet because I just assumed his skirt tail was laying over the altar because the anointing was so strong in there.
Exactly.
So when the anointing is that strong, you can enter in, run down there and fall at his feet. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Come on now. The anointing represents the presence of God.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Where do you think it's coming from?
Come on now.
If the anointing can destroy your,
mm-hmm.
come on now. It's going to destroy your, tear down those strongholds. It's going to do all that. That's the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because it's God's power. And wherever God's power is operating, it's because God is there.
That's it.
My goodness, glory to God. And so it said that the man fell down at his feet. Hey, you got nothing feet. How you going to run up on this man? And he just looked up. He said, Lord, are you willing? Guess what? You can make me clean.
Yes, he can.
And Jesus reached out his hand. Watch this now. Jesus
Amen.
Reached out his hand, and he touched the man with the leprosy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
His word says he touched him.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? When you hear the title, Let Me Touch You, it's not the man with leprosy saying, Let me touch you. It's God saying, Let me touch you.
Amen.
And you. And you. And you. Right? Everybody's thinking because he said, Let me touch you, that you're thinking it's the man with the leprosy talking. No, this is God talking, saying, Let me touch you. Right? Because look at the story. The man with the leprosy didn't touch Jesus. Jesus touched him.
Yes, he did.
My. Jesus mm-hmm. touched him. And when he touched him, he said,
Hallelujah.
Be clean. You've got to understand when God says that you're clean. First of all, you got to understand no one, not no man, not no woman, not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, not your brother, not your children, no one is able to make you whole. Oh, we don't say whole. We go, oh, you complete me. You can't complete me. Because you can't clean me.
Exactly.
Come on now.
So
even if you get in the tub and scrub my back, you still can't make me clean.
Nope. Only
so
me.
When he says, you complete me, no, you can't complete me. God is the only one that can complete me.
Amen.
Right? So God is the one that's saying, let me touch you.
Yes.
Because you've been so embarrassed and ashamed that you won't come into my presence. You won't worship. You're thinking that what you've done is so bad that I'm not going to honor when you come into my presence and try to worship. Trust me when I tell you I have been there. There's been times when I go to worship and I got a couple of prayer partners. We all over the world. And we'll call each other and go, come on, we got to worship. Come on, we got to pray. Right? And we just jump right in there and we try to pray. And one of us will always go, well, I'm okay. Let's give it a shot. So when we get like that, we know you done something made you feel all guilty that you don't want to come into God's presence. And so the person, the other intercessors, when we hear that, rather than saying what you done now, somebody will enter into prayer saying, Lord God, this sin that is weighing us down, this sin that is overtaking us, got us wrapped in shame and guilt. Father God, we cast it down at your feet right now. So we get rid of the sin, and then we enter in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we get rid of the sin from all of us. You will never hear that person saying, that sin that's weighing her down. No, the sin that's weighing us down. If you're going into corporate prayer, corporate worship, then everything you do is corporately. That's why I don't understand. We used to have corporate prayer where you walk up and down a church, and when you go to the altar, and they say, you're going to start praying first, and then you, so everybody knows when they're supposed to come in. Because back in the day, they don't hardly do it anymore. We walk up and down the sanctuary, sanctifying that place with prayer. Just
Amen.
Calling out the name of Jesus, praying all over the church, right? And we're walking up and down. But I knew the thing that used to get me, you always got that one person going, Father God, I'm asking you to just come and see about my family, oh God, to watch over my children, oh God. And you could tell that immediately everybody else would just crunch up because everybody would stop moving. You can't pray a personal prayer when you're in corporate prayer.
Amen.
Come on, now that's out of order.
Yes.
And so, you know, you got to understand everything God does is in decency and in order. So if he calls us for corporate prayer, we're all praying the same way. We're not saying, I come before you right now, God, because I need, no. We go, Father God, we come before you. We storming the gates, oh God. We, us. You never say I when you're in corporate prayer.
That's right.
And especially now, we can understand if that person hasn't been taught, but that'll never happen because the people that I was with at that time, we know the little babes that are coming in. And if the little babe stands up and they go, I want to get in corporate prayer, you know what we do? We pull them to the side and say, it's corporate prayer. So every time you say something, you say we or you say us. Don't say I because that's a personal prayer. So we let them know before we engage them, and we don't stop them from praying. You never do that. Let everybody pray.
Absolutely.
Right? You just tell them, teach them how to pray corporately.
Yes.
Now, the other thing they don't know and they don't have a clue about is somebody always want to show out or start speaking in tongues.
Okay.
Go ahead. Have your way, Lord. But if you're in a corporate setting and you're doing corporate prayer, and someone speaks out in tongues like that, guess what? There ought to be an interpretation coming behind it.
Come on now.
Because it's
Absolutely.
Not edifying anyone.
Absolutely.
The only time there's not an interpretation is when you're in your private time by yourself just speaking in tongues with God and having at it. But when you're in a corporate setting and y'all doing corporate prayer and everything, and somebody just starts speaking in tongues, there's going to be an interpretation coming behind it. Come on now.
That's right.
Gotta and guess what? Oh, here's the other thing. There's going to be an interpretation coming from God.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Because we've had people speak in tongues, and then the interpretation didn't come from God. And the rest of the intercessors, we had to turn around and go, okay, what is that about? But the person that called that person out and said, speak, Lord, speak. And so the young lady, she was speaking, and the rest of us, we was looking like, that ain't God talking. Immediately when she got close enough and she started, you know, she started growling. Then he's like, hey, that ain't God.
That's right.
And we like, really? You just picking up on that? So you've got to know when you're in a certain setting how things go. I have gone to other people's churches, and I know when I see them going to do corporate prayer and I want to be in there, I say, can I get in? What I need to do? And they'll tell me the rules of the house. Because every church has their own way of doing things.
Yes.
Right? So you don't want to be out of line and come and do it. Now, their corporate prayer, guess what they do? They all stand at the altar. So imagine me not asking them. And I say, oh, corporate prayer. And I start walking around the sanctuary praying. And they go, what's she doing? Where's she going? You see what I'm saying? And I wouldn't have known that had I not gone to ask them. Because I said, do we just walk around? They said, no, we all gather around at the altar. I said, oh, okay. And I did what they did because we still praying.
Yes.
Look at the man with the leprosy. Jesus reached out and touched him.
Yes,
it
did.
It says Jesus reached out his hand and he touched the man. The man didn't touch Jesus. Jesus touched him. You know why? Because he knew in his mind, I can't touch him because I'm unclean. But I can get close enough where he can make me clean. He can hear my request.
Amen.
And guess what? You can do the same thing.
Yeah.
All of us can do the same thing. And you being beat down because of your guilt and shame, because of your sin, get close enough. Where is close enough wherever you at?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. You don't need a building to get close to God. You get close wherever you feel the urge to get down and pray and for forgiveness. And then you get yourself clean first, and then you come into his presence.
Amen.
So what you do, you go into prayer,
mm-hmm.
and you ask God for forgiveness. You repent. You do all of that, and then you enter in into worship.
Amen.
Yeah. Because if you don't, guess what? You'll never enter in into worship. Because you'll be sitting there going, and they sitting there going, oh, God, I love you. God, I honor you. God, I adore you. I lift you up high above the earth. And they're worshiping and they're loving on God. And you're going, yes, Lord. Yes, God. You're not going to be able to say the words if you don't open your mouth, confess your sin, and repent first. Because
right.
that releases mm-hmm. that burden off of you. So now you can enter in with everybody else. Don't let the devil make you feel like you cannot enter in. Just come clean.
Amen.
Get to the altar like the man did and say, you can make me clean. Mm-hmm. And in other words, because of the blood of the Lamb, you can wash me whiter than snow. Get the sin off of me so I can get into your presence again.
Yeah.
And then guess what he going to say? He going to reach his hand out and say, be clean. Why? Because it's not his desire that any should perish.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And he knows the wages of sin is death. And that's you perishing. And he knows he doesn't want that. So what? I know his response to you is, be clean. Now, for some people, it'll happen immediately. And for some people, it may take time. Why? It depends on the person. Because I've been there, too. I've seen the person that wants it right away, and they want to get right with God. And I've seen the person that say they want to get right with God, and they don't get that immediate relief. Why? Because God knows their heart.
Yes.
And he knows
Amen.
That. They're
Amen.
Not repenting. They're just
mm-hmm.
confessing.
Yeah.
A lot of times we get it twisted. We think because we've confessed that we've repented. No, you haven't repented. You only confessed.
There you go.
You open your mouth and said, Lord, this is what I did wrong. This is what I've done, and I'm sorry, and I'm asking for forgiveness. Okay, that's the confession. The repent part is you actually turning away from those things.
Yes.
Turning away from your wicked ways. Mm-hmm. That's the part that's the repentance.
Amen.
Right? I heard the guy on a show the other night, he says, all you got to do is go, and eat. Oh, I know it's crazy. It was the Godfather. And they were telling Al Pacino, come inside the roof and confess
mm-hmm.
your sin. He
mm-hmm.
said, what's the sense of me confessing my sins? I'm not going to repent.
Exactly.
And the priest looked at him and says, okay, but what if you confess your sins and when you walk out that door, something happens, you've already confessed your sins. He said, yeah, but my heart still knows I'm going to do it again.
Exactly.
So the priest looked at him and said, okay, son, tell me why you're here. He said, I'm here to ask you for a favor. I didn't come to confess no sin. I said, oh, my goodness, glory to God, help us,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The whole point of this thing is God is saying, let me touch you.
Yeah.
You know why he's saying that? Because the man with the leprosy, he wanted it off of him so bad that he fell at his feet. Some of us want it so bad, but we're tongue-tied. We don't know how to come and say, God, make me whole. Make me clean again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't know how to do it. Even though we want it, we don't know how to do it. So God is saying, let me touch you. Because guess what? If you let me touch you, that's your admittance that you want it.
That's
you
right.
You want to be made whole.
Amen.
If you let me touch you. That's why he said, let me touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't know how to reach out and touch me, let me touch you. And if you let me touch you, guess what? Everybody else in the Bible, when they say, you can do this one, you can do it. And he says, okay, I can do it. And then when they came close enough, he said, your faith has made you whole. Why?
Yeah.
Just the simple fact that you stepped towards me.
Uh-huh.
Because
right.
you took that step believing in your heart that very thing that you were coming to me for, you were going to receive it. That's the only reason you came close. And by the time you got to me, guess what he said? Your faith made you whole.
Yes, yes.
He didn't pray no prayer. He didn't do all that. He just said your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
Because you stepped towards him.
Mm-hmm.
He recognizes you really want this thing. And when you step towards him to let him touch you, he's going to look at you and say, hey, your faith has made you whole.
Amen.
But until you make that step, he's saying, let me touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me touch your heart. Let me touch your mind. Right? I can
mm-hmm.
deliver you. I can provide for you. I can protect you.
Yes.
I can heal you. I can do all these things. Why? Because I am willing to.
Amen.
And not only am I willing, I'm the only one with the power.
That's it. The only
My
one.
Goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so today God is telling all of us, let me touch you. Let me touch you in that area. Let me touch you in that area. Let me touch you in that area. And guess what? That's the only time you want somebody to be touching on you like that.
That's it.
It's the Father. Why? Because he wants to make you whole. He wants to make you clean again.
Mm-hmm.
Just like King David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm tired of walking around with the guilt. I'm tired of walking around being ashamed. I want to be back in right standing. And in order for me to get in right standing, I've got to be made clean.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to be made clean, I've got to come clean.
Yes.
And confess what I've done wrong and allow you to do the rest. And guess what? There's still power in his touch.
Amen.
It don't take much. It does not take much. All he got to do is touch you. I tell you, God has been doing some wonderful things for me. And you know what? I know how God speaks to me. I don't know how he speaks to you. If I'm thinking in my mind or if I open my mouth and say, I want me some Honey Nut Cheerios, and I don't get the Cheerios, I get something else. But in my heart, I'm going, dang, you really did want some Cheerios because they said it helped you with cholesterol. And then all of a sudden, somebody gives you something, and you look at it, and it's the Honey Nut Cheerios. Come on now. That's him touching you.
Amen.
See, here's the sweet thing. God is not always just touching you when there's something wrong, you sin or something. No.
Mm-hmm.
He might be touching you for your healing. He
come
may
on.
Be touching, come
yes.
on now, touching you so you can get a sound line. He may be touching you so you know that he's there, so you need to fear not.
That's right.
And then he may just be touching you to remind you, I hear you, I love you, I'm still with you. You want some Cheerios? That's all you want? Here you go, Cheerios. We don't know why we need a touch from God, but what we do know, if we always need a touch.
Amen. Yes.
Always
yes.
need a touch.
Yes.
Not because anything's wrong with us, but because we want to know that it, when he touches us, it's symbolic of us letting us know we're still in right standing with him.
That's right.
Yeah. All those things he said he would give you, he would do for you, he will do, he will give you. Because you letting him touch you is you trusting him.
That's right. Praise be
and
God.
Your trust is an indication that you believe him.
Yes, yes.
That's how they got made whole. That's how all of that happened for them. Your faith made you whole. It's because they believed and what they were going to him for, that they were going to get. That man with the leprosy, he believed, hey, I ain't going to be in no worse shape than I am now. Come on.
Yes.
I might as well fall at his feet and say, Lord, God, help me. Because he looked up and said, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If you're willing, you can make me clean. And God is telling all of you out there that's got sin and all this stuff beating you up in your mind and your heart and in your spirit, he's saying, oh, my goodness, let me touch you so that you can be made whole again. Huh?
You're in and out.
God has the ability.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay. God has the ability to wash us whiter than snow. He still has the touch.
I think it's your Bluetooth.
Let me see. Yeah. He still has the ability to make us whole, to make us clean.
Amen.
To do what we need him to do, to take that guilt and shame off us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to first do our part. Come
yes.
to him.
Yes.
That's all we got to do is come to him.
Come.
Amen.
Yes.
And then
Amen.
Let him touch you. Let him
Amen.
Touch your situation,
yes.
whatever it is.
Yes, yes.
So that you can yes. get back in right standing. Amen.
Amen.
God bless Amen. You guys. Back to Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. That was a wonderful word, Pastor Kathy, very well explained in details, and we just got to know that if we have any kind of sin or sickness or whatever the case may be, that we can go, get out of there, that we can go to Christ and that he can heal us. Get up. Oh, my God, he's tangling up in all these wires. You spoke too fast, Pastor Kathy. You were, when you said he got
I
bored.
Know.
Yes.
I told him he's going to act like a kid. He's going to show it right when you don't want him to.
And that's exactly what he's doing. He's bored with the toy. So, but anyway, thank you for the wonderful word. My throat is so sore. And at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. All of us, partner.
Amen. That whole word was God saying, come clean so he can make you clean. Right?
Amen.
He's saying,
yeah.
let me touch you, all of you out there that don't have a relationship with God, or if you want to rededicate your life to Christ, now is the time. Don't wait till it's too late, right? When it's too late, you might be on a ventilator in the street. You know,
yes.
they barely keeping you alive.
Mm-mm.
Are you able to open your mouth right now and say, Lord God, forgive me of my sins. I confess I am a sinner.
Yeah.
I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, God. And then your next thing is, Father God, lead and guide me to a good household of faith so I can continue to grow in the knowledge of who you are. I can get a better understanding of salvation, what the Bible says, what it means, so I can live a lifestyle that's pleasing unto you. And that's all you got to do because he's waiting on you. He loves you.
Yes,
he's a
does.
Forgiving, merciful
forgiving.
God. All you got to do is let him touch you. Amen.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word on
thank
tonight.
God.
So
thank
gently,
you.
So sweetly did you reach out and touch us, remind us that there is no sin that bad. Well, there is one. But the things that we have done is not what's keeping us out of your presence. We're keeping ourselves out of your presence because we're overwhelmed with guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
And if we let you touch us, you can remove all of that and allow us to enter into your presence, to love on you, to bless you, to lift you up. And we know that you can. And now we all know that you're willing. You're willing to get us out of the condition that we're in and to restore us into a healthy relationship with you. We thank you for all that you've done.
all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, oh God. We love you. We honor you. We glorify your name. And we pray every household under the sound of my voice, including my own, that
Amen.
You will continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. Continue to watch over us, protect us, even when we don't know we need protection, oh God.
Amen.
That you will always be right there where we are able to touch you as well as you touch us. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our devotion.
I'll speak our...
Love you too. Oh, sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. We thank you. And we get praise be to God. And bless God bless you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen. And on that note, we're going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones.
on, y'all. Let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God.
His blood,
always free.
sustaining me. Some cloud, you gotta call him Jesus. You gotta call on him. Sustaining me. My Lord.
Sustains me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble on the mind.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes your friends.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.